The Committee to Protect Journalists says a rise in attacks against the press in Tanzania is sowing fear and self-censorship among the media. The group says it has documented 10 attacks over the past year, including the killing of a veteran cameraman by police. CPJ consultant Tom Rhodes is the author of a new report called The Invisible Plight of the Tanzanian Press. He says Tanzania's image does not reflect the true state of the media.
Tanzania routinely gets a positive report card both on press freedom indexes and good governance indexes and others. And, you know, we've had this recent visit from President Obama last month, and yet we've seen this trend of deteriorating press freedom conditions on two fronts. We've seen an increasing number of attacks and threats against the press, and this is coupled with a whole series, a whole arsenal of anti-press laws, some of them since independence.
One of the best-known attacks on the press, he says, occurred last year.
We really started noticing this deteriorating trend back in September 2012 when veteran reporter and cameraman Daudi Mwangosi was killed by police officers in southern Tanzania. While one officer, one junior officer, was actually charged and arrested for the murder,